writer. So obviously had a relationship with Ace, very close one, right at the very end of his life, making that last record, a record that was very well received. Steve also has a Bon Jovi tribute he launched recently called Always Jovi. So we'll talk to him about all this stuff in the second show over on 39, Mondays only at 6 o'clock Eastern Time for Trunk Nation on Hair Nation. Back to the phones, as promised. We got a couple people who have been waiting here a while. Thad in Nevada is first up. Go ahead, Thad.
Thanks, Eddie. I appreciate everything you do for music and for Ace. I grew up in Michigan in the 70s. I met Ace in 2015. I bought the key, that key to Cadillac, that Kiss put up for auction in 2000. And so I did a meet and greet with Ace in 2015 in Denver. He was the last guy I need the original signature. And when I pulled the key out, I said, "Ace, you remember Cadillac?" And he goes, you know, he talks, "Oh, yeah, I remember Cadillac." I said, "Well, Ace, it's taken me 15 years to get your signature on this key. You're the last guy. Can you sign it for me?" And he goes, "Oh, yeah." And I took that key back to Cadillac for the 40th anniversary and the 50th anniversary, which happened this last October.
You're talking real quick, Thad, just to jump in. You're talking, for people that don't know the whole story, you're not talking about Cadillac the car. You're talking about Cadillac, Michigan, where Kiss in the 70s came on the field with the high school football team and all that, right?
Yep. Cadillac, in 1975, Kiss came to Cadillac. They got the key to the city. They did the gymnasium concert. They did a parade, and that's been celebrated for the 40th anniversary and 50th. And I took that signed key back that was put up in auction in 2000.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That's really, really cool. And you have that signed by all four original members.
Yes, I do. And I want to plug my book, Unmasked, My 50-Year Journey with Kiss. And I got a couple chapters, one chapter on me meeting Ace and also taking it back for the 40th and 50th anniversary. So I've been a big Ace fan. He was the first guy I really followed in the mid-70s. And, you know, to this day, he's got a special place in my heart. He was just a different guy. Yeah. You know, we all got our quirks, and that's what I love about the guy. And we're all quirky in our own way, and so I just love the guy.
Yeah, well, thank you for all that, Thad, and thank you for waiting. Glad we got you in. And yes, he was, as I've said so, so often, one of a kind, without a doubt. He was, you know, and I think that's one of the things that made him so lovable to people. He, you know, where Gene and Paul were the very serious, business-minded sort of people and still are in a lot of ways, although everybody changes in some ways as they get older, but they were very much the on the straight and narrow steering the ship, and thank God they did, because that was an important part of the Kiss chemistry as well. But, you know, Peter and Ace were considered the rock and rollers. I mean, Bob Ezrin, the legendary producer, who of course did Destroyer. He had a quote one time where he said Ace was the rock and roll of Kiss. He was the essence of Kiss. Something along those lines. So very, 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 very different personalities. And Ace and Peter, who are on one side of the ledger, Gene and Paul very much on the other side of the ledger, and that all made for the chemistry and the dynamic. Andrew in New York, thank you for waiting. You're on the air.
Hey, thank you.